Welcome to the Expert Ownership Podcast, where we launch faith-filled entrepreneurs into greater freedom and success. But you know what? It's more than that. We want to help you thrive in the midst of today's cancel culture. Our goal is to raise up workplace warriors who will stand for what they believe in, whatever the cost. You can find out more by visiting expertownership.com. But without further ado, here we go. I've been really, really feeling it. Got to bust a move, watch out.
Welcome back to the Expert Ownership Podcast. This is John Mathewson here, and I'm here with Brian and Andrew Fulmer, two brothers, not the Benham brothers, but we're here to talk about a important topic, and it's about teen drivers. But before we get into that, I want to give it to Brian and Andrew. Give us a little bit of intro on your family and who you guys are.
Andrew, go ahead.
Fantastic. Andrew Fulmer here, guys. I'm the older brother, the better brother, the smarter brother. Married, yep, three kids. One of them's getting ready to drive, and that's what actually sparked this idea that we're going to talk to you here in about in a little bit. But excited to be on here, excited to talk to you about this.
Yep, Brian Fulmer, married, been married for 17 years, three kids. Go girl, boy, girl for my kids. So between the ages of 12, 10, and 6, so living the absolute like perfect time with my kids. Wish they were a little bit younger. I miss them being babies, but the perfect timing.
Nobody driving yet.
That's true.
Nobody driving yet. The thought of my daughter driving in 2 years is mind blowing.
Yeah. Okay. It's so scary. Andrew, it's got to be you then.
Yes.
So talk to us on how did this come about and your personal experience here.
Yeah, man, this is actually a fun story. This is one that I can talk about all day long. To me, when you have a really cool business concept, a really cool business idea, there's always an origin story to this. I would like to take benefit to it. Brian said before we hopped on here, he was going to, but he didn't. It's my other business partner that couldn't be on this call today. And if you've ever been to Treasure Valley, Boise, where we've grown up, there's not a lot of cars on the surface streets early in the morning. So the origin story goes as followed. He came out of a gym early morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning. And we've all been in these situations when he's coming out of the gym, there's no one on the road. And out of nowhere, three lanes across. And I think I tell the story, every person says, yep, I've been here. And literally almost had his life ended. One of those situations where he had a slam on the brakes. There's no other cars on the road. It pulls in front of him. And he's like, what the heck? So like a normal red-blooded human being, specifically men, who pulls up, revs up his engine to go to the light, to get up to the next light to, I guess, tell him a piece of mind and go, what the heck? You almost just ended my life. And as he tells the story, he says he looks over and it is a girl that's maybe 14, 15 years of age, holding her cell phone in her hand at 5 o'clock in the morning on this road, mouthing to him, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Luckily, he's a dad. He's got two twin girls and he has to calm down almost about the same age as that girl. And he's just like, geez, man, he almost just ended my life. And he says out of nowhere, he's not a super religious person. So he talked to me. He's like, this had to have been something from God. I'm like, well, it was, because he's not super religious himself. But he said, as a thought came to me, he's like, man, I wish I should be able to tell your parents what you just did. Someone is to be able to tell your parents, you almost just ended my life. Can't calm down as he tells a story, goes up the next stoplight. And again, in the Treasure Valley of Idaho, guys, there's not a lot of cars on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning. So we have a semi truck doing their deliveries on the surface streets. And it says, as he looks up the next stoplight, there's a sign we've seen on the back of the semis millions of times. It says, how's my driving? And he said, like a lightning bolt. Went, boom. There should be something like that for kids. Can't shake the thought any further. And said he pulls over and starts researching. He's like, is this even an epidemic? Is it something that's a problem out there with the world? And in a quick Google search, realized, holy smokes, this is the number one killer of teens. It's not even close. It's not the suicides, the anxiety, drugs, alcohol, all the stuff that the news perpetuates. It's not even close. It's car wrecks. So I went, holy smokes, I think I have an idea here. We are doing a different business together. And so he calls me and picks my brain at 9 o'clock at night. Says, can I bug you? I think I have a really cool business idea. And he starts out, he's on here, he laughs about it. He says he didn't, but he did. He's like, I don't want to do this business with you, but I want you to give me some ideas. So as he walks me through it, I'm like, I think I'm going to do this with you. He's like, give me the weekend. Let me scale this out and I'll give you a call back. So we quickly scaled and put together a company called How's My Teen Driver. Guys, it's very, very simple. And it's that old saying, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. we took that same bumper sticker mentality, and what we did is created it and changed it into where you can now put it on your child's car. It is a QR code, a phone number, three different ways that any given time, the rest of us on the road can let that parent anonymously. You can't know who the teen is. You don't know who the parent is. The parent doesn't know who you are. But any given time, you can give a what we call a road report or a community update as to how that kid's driving. Are they swerving? Are they using their blinker? They have a bunch of people in the back of their car. Are they listening to loud music? Are they in and out of stuff? Are they not using the blinker? All the small things, they're constantly creating these wrecks for these teens and these terrible catastrophe deaths for these teens every single year.
Wow. Okay. So it's a bumper sticker, goes on the car. Others around notice something or want to comment on something. They either call the number or scan the QR code, right? And yep. submit it. And then what happens yep. to the information after that?
It is so real time. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I was going to say information, because that's one of the pieces that people are like, okay, well, it's great that we can notify. So that information comes into our quality control center. Our quality control center is going to quickly vet it, match it to the child's license plate so that there's no personal information exchanged. And then at that point, we push it to the registered cell phone that the parents signed up for. So whether it's the parents, the grandparents, so it doesn't matter. It's going to that registered cell phone. We're pushing that through so that guardian knows my child just nearly cut off three people and it's 4:30 in the afternoon. And ideally what happens in that situation is the parent calls the child and says, hey, come home. We're going to have a conversation. Because we want it to be an opportunity for the parent and the child to have a conversation, to simply say, I understand that you're 16, 17 years old and that your frontal lobe's not developed and you don't really understand consequences, but we are driving, you know, a thousands of pound vehicle that could kill someone. And we can't drive like that. We've got to go back to driving properly, how you were instructed. What we figured out through the process in the early stages is that, and let's take you for example, let's say you and your wife are out on a date and a cop pulls in behind you. Even if you're doing nothing wrong, how do you start driving? You immediately, both hands go on the wheel. For okay. Sure. You make sure your seatbelt's checked and you start checking all the mirrors to make sure, because you don't want your night to get messed up because you don't want a ticket for doing nothing wrong. Okay. That same psychology we have found plays with the child. If that child knows they can get told on, they can get reported at any time by the community, guess what that child's doing? They're driving like they could get told on, versus they're driving like a crazy person, like we all did when we were kids. What's funny is when we've brought this up to so many people, they all kind of laugh and they're like, oh man, this would have been great. I almost died two or three times as a teenager. And we all laugh about it. I'm sure you have stories yourself about how you almost died about it as a teenager, correct?
Correct, for sure.
But you don't want those same stories going to your kids. Like yeah. the fact that we all have the stories of like, oh, I nearly died here, here, and here because I was an idiot at 16 driving like an idiot. Because I'm 16, well, I don't know how to be anything but an idiot.
It just makes complete sense when we created it. And if you really think about it, we as a society for 15-year-old children, we don't give them voting rights. They can't buy a firearm. They can't buy alcohol, can't buy cigarettes. We don't deem them with their frontal lobe developed enough to make cognitive adult decisions. But we yeah. give them something that weighs, as Brian said, 7,000 pounds,
yeah.
goes 160 miles an hour. After 4 weeks of schooling or whatever testing they do, slap them on the butt and say, let's get out there. Let's see what you can do. And so Brian hit it perfectly. When we created it and beta tested it, there's three things that we really realized. We're like, holy smokes, we have something special here. Brian touched on the first one. We call it the cop mentality. Every family we beta test this with, it was unbelievable. It's quite funny because the parents are giving the kid the keys. They're excited. The kids are excited. And it was wah, wah, wah. Because the kids are like, now I can't drive fast. I can't have my friends. My friends don't want me to drive. I feel like everyone's going to tell on me. I'm 10 and 2. I can't listen to music. This is no fun. When we heard that through beta test, we got a product. Because what it's done is just what Brian touched on. It's made them feel like they could be told on at any given time. Two, parents finally have peace of mind. They finally can give live updates of how their kid's driving out and about. Yes, as a parent, so they're with the kid, they can coach them on how to drive. Yes, when they were actually doing their training, the instructor was there to guide them. But once you turn the key over to the kid, no one's there to help them out. So if there's what we call road guardians out there watching over your child for you, and that's the other thing that stood out to us. Every single place you take your team to, whether it be church, sports, whatever it is, there's always a guardian there. But the most vulnerable place in the world that they're ever going to have on the road.
The most dangerous place for them.
Yeah.
So we now have all these old road guardians looking out for them that can report to parents. And then number three, and that kind of dovetails into number three, is what it's doing is community. This, more so than a product itself, is becoming a movement, a community-driven thing. And the more we deploy these stickers, the more we get out there, the more we drive, the more we have members on this, the bigger this web gets, and we give this community. Think of that old sticker a long time ago that we'd all see. It's not as popular nowadays, but you used to see the sticker. It says baby on board. And subconsciously, when you saw that sticker, whether it was goofy, whatever your thought was, it didn't matter. You kind of gave distance to that car. You gave it a little bit of bubble. You went around it quicker. You gave it a little bit distance. You stayed back. You braked. It made you. And that's exactly what these stickers are doing to everyone around that kid, is it's giving them a little bit of grace, a little bit of patience, you know, giving them a thumbs up when they're driving by you. If they swerve in, instead of getting up there and wanting to flip them off and yell at them, giving it, if they can't parallel park, you're kind of going up to them going, oh, I see this sticker. So go back to my business partner's story and how this origin story came up. If that car would have had "How's my team driver" sticker on it, and he had seen that even when he almost got ran off the road, his patience would have came out. He would have calmed down a little bit more. He would have realized what he was working with. He would have looked at him and said, "Hey, you almost cut me off. You need to be careful with that." And we're noticing out in the community that is massive for us, and that's huge.
That's the aspect I like the most, is the community part, and really a rallying around. Number one, I also like it that it's not a big insurance company and trying to monitor something. But number two, it's just a rallying round of the community saying, hey, let's help shepherd these kids. Let's watch out for them and report to their parents, but also visually know, okay, maybe give them a little bit more distance, you know, or patience and grace, like you're saying. I love that part about bringing the community in.
Yeah. Initially, yep, we went down the path of trying to incorporate technology and all that sort of stuff. And what we realized is they keep bringing technology to the forefront for safety, and it's not doing anything for teenagers, because typically teenagers don't get to drive the cars with all the technology. We don't trust them to drive the cars with all the technology. So we give them the older models. They're the worst drivers. They're the most irresponsible. Their frontal lobe's not developed, and we give them the least safe cars. Well, that makes zero sense to anyone. And then we keep putting in this technology to try to stop them, and it's not doing anything. We need the actual community as a whole to recognize this is a teen driver. And then we also need that child to know you can get reported at any moment, so you might as well just drive properly. And guess what's going to happen after about 18 to 24 months? That child's just naturally going to drive properly. The body can't fight it. If you do the same repetitive habits over and over and over, eventually that's just what you do. It's the same reason now that we all get in a car, because the cops forced us to. And the first thing everyone does now is they put on a seatbelt.
Seatbelt.
Yep. You don't even think it. Like, to ride in a car now without a seatbelt on, you feel naked. Okay. So this is that same concept. We don't really foresee these kids needing these stickers more than about 18 to 24 months. That's really the lifespan that we see for that first driver. And then we talk about it. These are like braces. These are like training wheels on a bike. This is just to keep you a little protected. I know you don't like them. No one liked braces, but we're all grateful we had them. No one liked training wheels. You didn't like being the nerdy kid who still needed training wheels, but we're all grateful we had them. We need to start putting some form of a training wheel that still gives the teenager the freedom, still can build the trust with the parent, but that also the entire community knows and can help that child, and also help report that child if they make boneheaded decisions, which they will be prone to do from time to time because their brain's not developed.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we developed the business, we actually had a few goals in mind, and we realized we hit both of them. We talked to AAA. So we were able to do a really fantastic interview with AAA and say, why is it the technology keeps coming into play? These different plugins from insurance companies and different things like that. Yet these deaths keep rising. 2022 and 2023, deaths went up. This makes no sense. And what was interesting is AAA cited both of them. They said the number one reason these deaths keep happening is lack of parent involvement.
Wow.
So if you think about technology, your cameras, your phone, all these different sounds and pings that going off, they kind of become white noise. We get so used to it. Your Ring app will go off and we're just so numb to it. We're like, we're not even checking half the time because like it's probably the wind or something or someone mowing the lawn or whatever it is that's making it go off. And so as we talk to AAA, they're like, with all this technology, the parents aren't paying attention. You can't help but pay attention when you get an actual anonymous, there's no reason for them to reach out to you, to whom it may concern. If this was my child, I would want to know. So number one, we dispel that. We're now getting the parents re-involved when we're saying, look, it'd be a good time to go out with your child on the weekend and say, okay, I got one road report, whatever. The second one, there's something here. You're clearly doing something. Now, parent, you can take the time to cultivate that child, go out, drive with them, get help them a little bit more. They need a little bit more time with you before it's too late. You can't come back from a fatal wreck. And then number two, it's interesting. They cited that technology was the other big issue. And Brian talked about that a little bit. It's coupled with A, they don't drive the expensive cars, and B, these kids plug these things in and just think it's going to take care of them, take care of everything that they need. And it's not. So we believe with all of our beta testing and everything we're doing and the stickers we've deployed thus far, it's really changing the game and bringing those two things in the forefront where it's, whether the parent wants to be involved or not, you can't ignore when you get a message from some random person, your kid drives like an idiot, they're going to kill someone, and they're on such and such freeway going 75, I'm going 70, and they ran past me like I was standing still. You can't ignore that as a parent. And those are real-time notifications directly to you from everyone else on the road. So we're very excited at what it's doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. So point us in the right direction. How does somebody get involved? What does that process look like? And where can they get some more information about getting their hands on the sticker and being a part of it?
Yeah, so howsmyteamdriver.com. Really simple, really easy. I mean, if you have a child that's getting really close to that age, you just need to get them signed up. It's real simple. It is $20 setup fee. That allows for us to put your sticker packet together. You get some for the side windows, for the back as well too. That takes care of all the mailing, all the shipping, everything to get that to you. Once you get it, you literally put it on. And with the system in place, when you sign up, it's done. It's ready to go. It's $8 a month, and that's for the monitoring and so that we can continue to keep that parent up to date involved. So when most parents hear that cost, like $8 a month for peace of mind, they're like, yeah. They're like, that's nothing. The other thing that we like about it, and you don't even have to be involved. You don't necessarily even have to have a subscription and a child. The beauty is, as we push this out there, this has been a massive movement with as many businesses that we've been able to open doors to get into, to have conversations about it. Everyone has that same question. How do I get involved? How do I get it out there? And so the quicker we can get this deployed, the quicker we can get the stickers out there, the bigger net we cast, the more safety we have on the road for these kids. But easy way to go, just get to education and to get it. HowsMyTeamDriver.com is a great place to go to.
Yeah. Awesome. What would you say your ultimate goal is for How's My Team Driver? Like, what's your vision there? What's your ultimate goal that you're working towards?
Man, this is so fun because this is not just a business. Yes, guys, we are for profit, but it's taken on a very philanthropic vibe and feel. Our main goal, first and foremost, and we actually ran numbers because we knew it was a percentage of deaths we want to kick down on. We want to drop teen deaths by 1,000 a year. That's our first objective. There was 3,800 teen deaths last year. There's no need for that. And if you've ever been a part of that in a community where a kid dies in a car, it shakes that community to the core. It just does. Yeah,
Andrew, it's not just that teenager's death. It's the family they hit. That stuff rips families and rips generations apart. Yes, accidents will always happen, but a lot of these can be avoided. A lot of these are just bad habits by these kids. And it's not the kid's fault. It's really just how our society has set up driving and how much we love cars that we allow a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, depending on your state, to drive. So since that's the way we're set up, we're not going to rewire that. What we can do is we can all give a little bit more effort to try to keep these kids alive. And that's part of the reason the pricing model is that way. Like there have been plenty of people that have gotten involved and they're like, why are you only charging $8 a month? They're like, well, that's all
we want. It affordable for everyone. Yeah.
We want it affordable. We don't want this to be something that every parent's like, oh, another $39.99 subscription. That's not what we want. We want it to be like, oh, easy. $8 a month. Yes. Perfect. Put it on there. And ideally we don't want these kids being reported on. In an ideal world, it would take one or two reports, and that parent would be able to help instill those habits in that kid and go, it's just not worth it. Because it really, for, and Jonathan, think about yourself, it takes one real serious scare when you're a teenager and you go, I ain't doing that anymore. Like, this is stupid. Ideally, we can keep those kids from having those scares, because those scares are what lead to the massive accidents, to what lead to the destruction of a community, temporary destruction of a community, because families were ripped apart. So that is one of our big things, is to try to just keep teenagers alive and keep them driving how they were taught to drive, to keep everyone just a little bit more safe.
And Brian touched on it earlier. We coined this as the second set of training wheels. Anyone who's had a kid, and clearly if you have a child that's getting ready to drive, you've had a child, you would never put them on a bike at 4 and 5 without training wheels. I mean, that would have been the most athletic 4 to 5 year old that they were able to balance on a bike. You would never have done that without training wheels. And just like the training wheels where you're like, hey, you'll be ready to drive without these here shortly. That's how we want this to be viewed as parents. We do not want parents to look at this and go, oh my gosh, another subscription that I have to have. No, there's no contract. It's month to month. So your child might only need it for 6 months. Your child might only need it for 10 months. Your child may need it for 14 months. You'll be the one to be able to know that. But we want people to get in, have it be affordable, have it change the way their kids drive, and change the way the community looks at it, and we start saving some life. Ultimate goal, there's 2.7 to 2.3 million new teenagers that come through every single year. They come into the new driving force. We would love to be at 50% canvassed within the next 24 months. And I think groups like yours on different podcasts, different companies that we're teaming up with, I think that's going to help us get there. It's the old, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a teen driver as well, too. And it's going to take a village to get this word out. This is the number one thing that every parent needs that they don't know they need, because it's never been invented. There's nothing out there like this. So really depending on companies and groups like yours to get that word out there for us and help us so that we can get more kids on the road safe. Because again, at the end of the day, what did you guys do? We saved lives. That's fun. That keeps the fire in your belly to come here and push every single day. Is yes, we are doing this for profit, and yes, it is a business, but our ultimate goal is to save lives. And if we can knock down 1,000, we've done our job.
That's awesome. So howsmyteendriver.com. I know we have listeners now that they're walking through this very thing. So I just encourage you, man, go jump on, be a part of it, and let's help build this community to really help shepherd in and not leave our kids out for the world and their poor driving habits and the unfortunate circumstances sometimes that just wreck communities, to teach them. But let's rally together as a community. Thank you for the call, Brian, Andrew, to action, to something that we can do and all pitch in on. So thanks for jumping on today to tell us about this new program. I'm really excited about it. See what happens with it.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us.